The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 17. It has often seemed to me an odd thing that human beings, if they spend any amount of time in its company, feel compelled to give an animal a name, and usually it is a fairly human name at that. Even if they are planning to eat the aforementioned beast at some future date, they will name it. Now I, for one, would find it a lot more difficult to eat Ted than I would an anonymous hamburger. But we humans are a curious lot, albeit not a homogeneous one. We all have our little quirks, and a penchant for anthropomorphizing is one of them. The newest member of our little expedition, Mr. Freddy Bananas III, was, as I have said, a fairly sage-looking chimpanzee, when he was not trying to hump Roger, and one was inclined to take him into one's confidence almost immediately upon meeting him. That was how we agreed on his name. The original suggestion made, I won't say by whom, was Frederick Bananas III, but given his intermittent bouts of unrestrained randiness, Freddy seemed somehow more fitting. But, in recognition of his contemplative and wise looks, we felt compelled to add the honorific Mister. All of us, except Roger, who was still sulking, signed off on this new moniker. I found myself wondering, as we rode along, if, perhaps, our new companion might know something about a route out of the swamp, and thus be able to speed our exit from this foul and fetid mess, as I, for one, was good and sick of it. I did not relish the thought of another night here. As I looked up at those ahead of me, I noticed that Alvy seemed to be deeply engaged in conversation with Mr. Bananas. Well, I suppose conversation is not quite the right word, as one member of the pair remained silent throughout, but Alvy was clearly speaking at length to his passenger. I wondered if he had had the same thoughts as I and was seeking some kind of direction from his hairy cargo. But it was not clear, even if Mr. B had knowledge of a route out, that he would be able to communicate said route to us. As far as we knew, he, like the rest of his simian brethren, was entirely mute. As it turned out, Alvy was, in fact, attempting to elicit some information about the great swamp from the chimpanzee, but he was having no real luck. Freddy Bananas was laconic even for a chimp. He merely stared at Alvy no matter what he said, although he did occasionally seem to focus on something in the thickness of the jungle from time to time. But whenever we looked in that direction, we could see nothing. It seemed as if he were trying to indicate something to us about the jungle slash swamp, but we were unable to ascertain what it was. Sammy had the bright idea of providing Mr. Bananas with pencil and pad, in the hopes that he could, maybe not write a coherent sentence explaining what he hoped to see, but perhaps draw a little picture or a map that would shed some light on matters. This was clearly a foolish idea, as Freddy ate the pencil and paper almost as soon as it was placed in his paw. Then he stared at us, and we at him.